It's the 18th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. A Clapham man who sexually assaulted a teenage girl has been jailed. 2.5 years ago, Errol Brown offered the victim a lift in his car and, because she knew him, she accepted. The 55-year-old Brown began to touch her legs and tried to kiss her. He stopped at a local shop where alcohol was purchased. They then drove to a Country Lane lay-by where he sexually assaulted her. The victim disclosed the incident to a friend and then to the police. Bedfordshire Police's Protecting Vulnerable People team investigated and Brown was arrested. He was found guilty of 2 counts of sexual activity with a child in a jury trial. He was sentenced to 7 years behind bars and has now been placed on the Sex Offenders Register for life. Bedford Community Police officers were forced to seize a dog from an owner following its mistreatment. The XL Bully was found in appalling conditions but is now safe, well fed and cared for. The dog will be given proper care while efforts are made to find him a permanent home. A fez owned by comedian and magician Tommy Cooper has sold at auction for £7,000, more than double its estimate. Clive Greenway, a Cooper impersonator, received the fez from Cooper's wife, Gwen. The hat, believed to be the last one owned by Cooper, was part of a collection of 8 items associated with him that were auctioned at Hanson Ross in Woburn last Saturday. Cooper suffered a fatal heart attack at 63 during a performance broadcast live in April 1984. For the first time in 25 years, plasma from blood donors in Bedfordshire is being used to make life-saving medicines for NHS patients. The plasma, rich in antibodies, has been stored and processed into immunoglobulin, a crucial medicine for over 100 Bedfordshire patients annually. Over the past 2 years, local donors have contributed around 5,000 litres of plasma, enough to save or improve 50 lives each year. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same 4 walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.